Stakeholders are concerned over how women with disabilities are being held under tradition and cultural norms that do not allow them to come out when they face gender-based violences and abuses.
Stakeholders in Arua City have raised serious concerns over allegations that some women with disabilities are being forced by their husbands not to report cases of abuse to the police. The practice is reportedly rooted in a deeply fixed cultural belief locally referred to as Aruba, which is said to discourage women from seeking justice against their spouses. Badaru Florence, the PWD focal point person for Arua City, says the problem is widespread and deeply troubling.
The women with disabilities are being stopped from reporting these cases because of Aruba. When women with disabilities face such issues, they should not remain silent there so that they are helped accordingly.
Rogers Feni, an advocate working with the Uganda Law Society, has called for stronger collaboration among all stakeholders, including local leaders, law enforcement agencies, civil society organizations, and cultural institutions.
We have had these cases. There are those that we know. Maybe we can try to, mitigate. It should be our joint responsibility to ensure that if there are cases that we can handle, let us not exhaust.
Meanwhile, the Deputy Speaker of Arua City Council, Thabo Fred, says protecting the dignity and the rights of persons with disabilities should be a collective responsibility and a priority for leadership at all levels.
If you look at our community right now, we have a lot of women and girls with disabilities, and these are who are going to target. And it should not be the conditions, but when I say the person is disabled, touches my heart. Then we also give them their rights, because this is our own.
Estimates suggest that fewer than 4 in 10 survivors report abuse to authorities, largely due to cultural barriers, fear of retaliation, and lack of access to support services. Martin Anguyo, reporting for Radio Passes News.